Hello, my name is Kendra. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
All right, hold on one moment.
Really, I actually need to ask a couple of questions first.
All right, I'll do my best to see if I could help you, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Okay. I will not be 65 until the 18th of February.
Okay.
But my husband has cancer.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. So are you calling to find testing sites near you? Or are you calling to schedule a vaccine appointment?
Schedule a vaccine appointment.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. This hotline is not the number to do that. There's another hotline, the COVID vaccine appointment line. I'm going to provide that number to you now. Whenever you're ready, if you have a pen.
I do.
All right.
Okay.
That number's 855.
855-566-566-5333. Okay. So my question was, so am I going to be able to schedule an appointment at this time?
Yes, ma'am. What happens is that you call this line that I just gave you. They're going to take down some basic information, your name, your best contact number, your email, your county, and your age. That number's then going to go directly over to the county health department that you provide when you call in. And then the county health department is the one that's going to reach out to you. So we're not scheduling the appointment. You understand? The health, whatever county health department that you provide us, they're the ones that are going to be contacting you with an appointment.
Right, I understand that.
Okay.
Said though that call this number if you had any questions.
Yes, ma'am. Well, most of the time when people call in this line, this is for if we can help. We take people's zip code and we can find testing sites wherever near them. We can give them general information regarding the coronavirus and the different links. That's mainly what this is for.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
All right. I hope we've been able to help. You need more information, you may visit the following websites. That's adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.